Well, so this is the UK camp that we've established here in the Malakal POC site. It's a small camp within the huge POC site. It resides on the southern boundary. We've got an Ethiopian company to my right as I'm stood here. We've got the 30,000 IDPs living in the IDP camp right next to us. And then we've got, you know, beyond the berm, open space and heading out towards Malakal town.
And right now it's pretty rudimentary. There's been lots of rain. It's pretty muddy. Must be tough living here.
Yeah, well, it's definitely unique to what we're, you know, to us as Brits and to what we've been used to operating in. When we first inherited the site, there was only a few accommodation units established from a previous troop contributing country and a few ablution units. We've had to add another four. We've had to add a dining facility. We've had to create a container park. We've put a perimeter around it that we can defend in a crisis. We've got sangers so we can guard the place. And we've had to put, most importantly of all, for right now, some walkways in place and some weatherproof roads because the rain's begun in earnest.
But you're good at this stuff. You're engineers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, you know, we are good at it, but it is quite a unique environment to us. This white cotton soil, this black cotton soil that we're stood on right now is something that we haven't really operated in before. It does blow our minds how quickly it can turn into a swamp, you know, when the rains come, and we're starting to be won over by the wonders of this red murram that can where the roads are, that can really handle the rain.
So what are you here to do? What are your tasks?
We're here to provide engineering and medical support to the UNMISS mission. UNMISS is here to fulfil a mandate. We're here to help UNMISS fulfil that mandate by, you know, providing that engineering support. So, for example, in the protection of civilian sites, we could help improve the physical security of the site in terms of the berms, the watchtowers. We can help improve the roads. We can help improve the drainage. We can build accommodation for UN staff, both civilian and military, all of those that work within the UN umbrella. And we can do other engineering tasks along those lines. And we're going to do the same in Bentiu as well. We've also got a level 2 hospital that we're going to establish in Bentiu that will provide medical care to all the UN-entitled personnel there.
And on a personal level, what's it like for you as a British soldier to be part of a UN mission?
It's fantastic. This is my first UN mission. Up until now, all of my operational experience has been gained in US-led coalitions in Iraq and Afghanistan. So to me, this is exceptionally unique in many different ways. The environment itself is challenging and unique. I've never worked on a mission before where right on your doorstep, you can see why you're here. You know, the 30,000 IDPs that are right next to us are a constant reminder of why we're here and a constant reminder of the importance of our role. The other countries that we work with are very unique to us, the Indians, Rwandans, Ethiopians in particular. We've made some fantastic friends, we've exchanged ideas, we've conducted joint training, we've had games nights with them, we've socialised with them, and you know, we've really broken down a lot of barriers. It's been really eye-opening for me, and you know, by far the best part of being in this mission.
And how are your soldiers enjoying it?
They're loving it. It is really unique. We've been training for this for some time. It was very difficult to get out here in the first place because of the difficulties of getting into South Sudan. So for one, they're relieved that they're finally here after all that training. They're enjoying it because we're very busy. We've had to establish these two UK camps. Engineering is a very fulfilling role because you can see the fruits of your labour. You know, you set out to build a camp, and when you can see a camp at the end of your efforts, you know you've done a great job. So that in itself is rewarding. And as I said before, when you can see next door, you know, some of the people that you're here to protect, it makes it all the more worthwhile.